The Department of Parliamentary Services has admitted a tranche of thousands of emails containing sensitive communications between politicians, staff, security officers and others was handed to a third party that didn't have security clearance for it. In October, the department assured senators that a contractor with a data forensic group had been cleared to receive the emails. Now, the department says that's not correct and that it had been provided with incorrect information about the third party. James McGrath is Shadow Minister of State and joins me now. James McGrath, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
Are you satisfied with the way in which the Department of Parliamentary Services has explained how it's handled parliamentary communications in this matter?
No, it's been very poor. There's a failure of leadership and also a failure of judgment. As you pointed out, data has gone to a third party who had an employee who did the extraction of the data, who did not have the appropriate security clearance. And it is upon the leadership of the Department of Parliamentary Services to make sure that they had the correct assurances, so they needed to do a double check in a way, that this particular employee did have the right security clearance. So that's fault number one. Fault number two is the Department of Parliamentary Services' own ICT department said releasing this information to a third party carried an extreme risk. No, that's a quote, an extreme risk that this information could be accessed by third parties. Now, the law firm in question had previously been hacked by the Russians. We've also, and they had access to this information, we have an employee who did not have the appropriate security clearance. And this goes to information held by parliamentarians. And why is that important? Is because we have something called parliamentary privilege. That means we have freedom of speech in the chamber and in the committees, but also it means if you email me as a constituent, I can raise issues on your behalf, and you as a constituent have the assurance that that information that's in my inbox, the documents have been prepared, is secure. And it goes to, you know, the operation of Parliament, the operation of how Australia works. So it is a serious failure of leadership by DPS.
The department says there's that no privilege material was handed to the investigators.
They say the investigators, and this is to do with, and I don't want to bore your listeners, this is to do with an inquiry into the incentive to retire payment involving the former Deputy Secretary and the former Secretary of $300,000. The department, by the way, spent over $400,000 so far on this inquiry. So, yes, they've said that no privileged information has gone to the investigator, that's Dr. Ruffley, but I'm talking about information has gone to the law firm and to TransPerfect, who are the data extraction company who had the employee who didn't have the correct security clearance.
As far as we understand, are these communications now secure, or are you concerned that the security issues are still there?
We've been advised, following the questions that we raised at Estimates a month ago, that the information has been returned to Parliament. But the real one of the big issues is the department's own ICT staff, who are really good people, said this carries an extreme risk. So I'm concerned that what else has gone on that we don't know about. We also found out yesterday that there is a NAC investigation, which is a separate investigation of the one I'm talking about, where the same employee of this third party extracted information and they didn't have the security clearance. So one of the things in politics is you sort of don't know what you don't know. So that's why we have Estimates, to put these questions to the department officials to find out what is going on.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and my guest is the Shadow Special Minister of State, James McGrath. Senator, on another matter in June, opposition leader Susan Lee said that you would be playing, quote, an integral role in a review looking into the fundamentals of the Liberal Party. Can you provide any update on how that work is proceeding?
Well, there are two reviews. The first is that Nick Finch and Prue Goward have done a review into the election campaign in May, where we were thumped, and that's looking into what worked and what didn't work and what what we need to do for the next election campaign. And what Susan's wanted is a long-term sort of commission of inquiry into how a centre-right Conservative Party operates in Australia. And that will do a lot of, you know, probably quite boring things for your listeners in terms of we're a federal structure, how do branches operate, how do state divisions operate. But it also goes into why do people join political parties? And this is a challenge that the Labor Party and the Nationals and us are facing, is that a political party at its heart is a community group. And so many community groups across the country, whether it's PNC, Zonta's, Probus, Lions, whatever you want to call them, people aren't getting involved because they just don't have the time. And I think that's poor for Australia if people aren't going on the executives of their local community groups, and that includes their local political party. So what do we need to do as a political party? And, you know, Labor face the same challenges that they have at the alibi of the union movement to get people involved again. Because I think you should be passionate about Australia and be passionate about your political beliefs, whether you're left-wing or right-wing.
On a final issue, the Briggs report into appointments to government boards has found that these positions have frequently been used to appoint friends, reward loyalty, or promote priorities. The report recommends changes to recruitment practices. Do you accept the findings, which cover much of the coalition's time in government?
Look, I haven't read the Briggs report. I've been stuck in estimates all yesterday. What the coalition will do is we will have a look at the Briggs report. It's something we called for the release of. You may recall about a month ago that we put extra questions in question time to support Senator David Pocock's call for the release of the Briggs report. The government, for some reason, sat on it for a number of years. So we will look into it. We always want to make sure that good people with good skills who want to help Australia should be supported. Because you've been a member of a political party or served previously, that should not preclude you, but it's getting the right people for the right jobs.
James McGrath, thank you for your time this morning.
Anytime. Toodaloo.